Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. This show is an invitation to let go of what's holding you down, laugh more, and love like crazy. If you've tuned in live to this episode, please call in now and be a part of the show. Our number is area code 646-200-0825. And now, flying solo for today is our hostess, Jen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lighten Up. I am Jen Halterman, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Oh, I have to confess, I love this show. But there's sometimes when we get into a topic, and there's so many layers of the topic that we've been talking about, for example, jealousy, that the energy of it, it feels heavy. And even though it's an important topic to talk about, sometimes that heaviness, I get over it. I get like, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Yeah, there's stuff still to talk about. Guess what? There comes a time. And I am fully aware of what this is about for me. And I'm going to be sharing with you, not from a place of judgment, from a place of I choose aliveness. And so to honor and respect that you have your own relationship with whether it's aliveness, whether it's with joy, whether it is with, you know, playfulness, whatever it is, you have your own interpretation. Please understand what my heart today is so wide open. I've had a super silly morning. We had a bird fly in the house. That gets things exciting. I'm just saying, 3 dogs, 1 bird, 2 adults. It was chaos. My heart is wide open because I started my day out with great laughter, okay? And because of that, there's not judgment present in if you struggle with jealousy. Instead, here's a visual for you because this is what I'm experiencing. If you're in the experience of jealousy, I get it. I've been there. I talked about it yesterday. Talk about how I have rolled in the poo of jealousy yesterday, totally. And I consciously make choices to stand outside of jealousy and say, that really sucks. I get it. You're hurting. I know. And I'm going to stand over here and I'm going to hold this lantern, this light. And you can stay in the poo as long as you want. I'm just not going to come roll around in it with you. But if you get out of the poo, you want to come over here? This light will show you a direction, a place, an action that you can head to that's out of the poo, okay? And it's not about judgment. It's not about better than. It's just I like light. So I'm going to be over here in the light, and I'm going to probably be really goofy, and I'm going to be laughing, and I'm going to cry, and I'm going to dance, and I'm going to chase birds around the house. And I'm going to play in the yard with my dogs. And I'm going to do videos with my friends so that, you know, it doesn't matter how far apart we are, we get in touch regularly. And I'm going to listen to music. And I'm going to cook. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to cuddle. And I'm going to get on the couch. I'm going to watch shows. And I'm going to be over here doing that. So if you want to join me and do some of what I'm doing and maybe even find your own lantern and your own activities, you're totally welcome to. That's how I feel. So today, aliveness really came up. For those of you who do not know, and it's kind of funny I'm doing this without Sherry live on the show with me today, but for those of you who do not know, Sherry and I announced our wedding date, and we are getting married. We've actually known we were getting married for quite some time, and that it was almost like people were like, oh, are you so freaked out now that you've announced that? I'm like, no, we're not freaked out. We've known it for a long time. I would say that the one thing that we have both experienced is a huge expansion of receiving as we have taken in the magnitude of support and love and enthusiasm that has come from our loved ones from this. And so we have been in this space, and I said to Sherry, and then she goes, yes, that's so us, is we are not just having a wedding. You see, a wedding ceremony where people get together and they say vows to each other is not what it's about. What it's about is we are experiencers of life. Both Sherry and myself, we both experience life, full on, in our own ways, but We don't watch life go by. We don't judge life as it goes by. We don't wait for life to happen for us. We both choose to engage and experience life. That is because both of us have chosen into our aliveness, whatever that looks like. Okay? And aliveness is just the expression of our vitality, our essence, our soul into this human experience of life. And that's what we choose, okay? Now, this could be really hard to explain, except for I had a gift come to me via email yesterday. And I'm telling you, I read it and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to read this, Sherry, and it so explains this so much better than I could. And so I'm going to share this with you. It is very short, so don't give up. But it comes from Steve Chandler, and stevechandler.com is his website. He's a coach. He's very physical-based. He's very action-oriented, and I freaking love Steve. I have studied many of his programs. I have not worked with him personally one-on-one, but, dude, I'd love to. He is a powerhouse, an amazing man. He has an awesome mustache. That makes him extra special in my book. So here's what he said. And this is all an email he sends out to his list. It says, this is from a raw, unedited death wish, life wish project you friends have helped me create. So this is what leads into it. People in the 12-step meetings love the serenity prayer, and I say it with them, and I like parts of it. The last few words, I like, but, ... Okay, so Steve is a recovering alcoholic. He talks very openly about it in his coaching programs. Going on. Well, you know it. It goes like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And then sometimes we have whole meetings on the subject of acceptance. How useful it is to accept the people, places, and things we cannot change, the situations we cannot change. And for years, my first years of recovery, that was fine and worthy, and even in my mind, the best I could hope for. But today, I hate the word acceptance. I don't like the defeated, fatalistic feeling in it, how it feels like a sad reconciliation with unpleasant reality. In a way, it's condescending. Hey, I've got good news for you, reality. I've decided I will accept you. Hands on my hips, pouty-faced acceptance. Today, it would not be a good enough life for me if I were to settle for merely accepting things. If someone gives me a trip to the south of France, I want to explore France. I want to enjoy France. I don't want to learn to accept France. God grant me the serenity to explore and enjoy the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to love the difference. Oh my gosh, I love that so much. Oh, my heart just went, oh, yes, that's what I'm talking about right there. Because this is what comes up, another resource coming at you, okay? Here is what Brené talks about in Daring Greatly with scarcity, okay? Never blank enough, okay? She talks about scarcity, the never enough problem. Never good enough, never perfect enough, never thin enough, never powerful enough, never successful enough, never smart enough, never certain enough, never safe enough, never extraordinary enough. We get scarcity because we live it, okay? And here's the deal. Aliveness is not about accepting just what comes our way. It's not. It's not about saying, well, there's not enough for me. I'll take what I can get. No, I'll be fine. It's okay. I have enough. Okay? It's not about that. Life longs to be experienced. Life longs to thrive. Expansion is aliveness. Aliveness is not, is not stagnant. It isn't. If you think about it, if that was the case, okay, you're alive. Now don't grow. Don't expand in your knowledge. Do not have any expansion or release of emotions. Just sit there. Just, you know, nothing. Even in nature, stuff doesn't do that. Even a rock evolves. And so life longs for expansion. Life longs for the experience, the exploration. And so when it came time to even plan our wedding, I said, here's the deal. We've got so many people who are coming to this wedding. I don't want a ceremony of vows exchanged. I want an experience of our life. And I happen to want to share it with people who attend. And so we created a wedding palooza, a wedding palooza that includes the town we live in and love, events that we like to engage in on a regular basis, the morning coffee time, the sipping wine time, going to some of our favorite places for food, also for great music. This is why it's not about come witness us promise to be together forever, the end. No, this is about come and engage with our aliveness. We are opening the doors, we're opening the windows, we're opening our experiences, and we're inviting you to share in it, to experience it, explore it. Do not accept our invitation to the wedding. Dive into our invitation to the wedding. Come, wear a costume, blow bubbles, make your own s'mores. Like, this is what it's about, because this is how we live. I am so passionate about this because if we do have things like jealousy and other piles of poop, like scarcity and fear and limiting beliefs and anger and resentment, if we do have that in our life, we can still choose aliveness. And part of that is shaking the shit off. Shake it off. Even if you have to dance, whether you like Taylor Swift or not, shake it off. Get your body moving. Get your thoughts moving. Get your emotions flowing and changing. Express life through you. Life longs to be expressed through you. That's why you're here, to have a body and a physical experience. Allow life to express through you. And if you're going to be jealous, by God, be jealous with flair. You know, like, do it really full out. Get a green costume. I'm being the jealous monster today. You want to play with me? Do it all the way, because you have an option to do that. You have an opportunity to do that. You can choose. This is one of the things that I love. Actually, I have a confession. I love when somebody has a good old-fashioned tantrum. I love it because they're expressing their aliveness. I, you know, sitting there with somebody who's crying and they're like, I'm so sorry. I'll be fine in a minute. No, bullshit. Come on. Like, show me the snot. Give me the tears. Don't hold it back. Let it flow. Why? Because that is life flowing through you. It may be ugly for a minute. Who cares? At least you're alive to allow it to flow through you. Like, if you're in a laugh, no, come on. Throw your head back. Open up your mouth. Allow your belly and your chest to expand as you express laughter, not just in a whisper, but laughter that fills the air, that invites others to experience with you, that is an engagement, an invitation to aliveness. This is what life longs for. It is like, you know what? Life longs you to experience something. And you know what? Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it sucks, and sometimes what's sucking is the fact that we're afraid of our greatness. Truthfully, sometimes that is what we're so scared about. I just watched somebody that I that I thank you for the message that I love and adore. And she showed up. She showed up on Facebook and she shared her tears and she shared her fear. And she was like, ah, and guess what? It was all about, oh my gosh, I suck at asking for help. I watched another friend say, I got to ask for help because I got a project and I'd really like some support, but oh, here I am in all my own not enoughness. I'm really scared, but I'm showing up anyway and I'm asking for help. I spoke with friends whose hearts were scared, physical situations with their children. Oh my gosh, what do we do? I don't know what to do. And they showed up. This is what life is inviting you to do, not accept it. Oh, doctor says this, check. Here's the prescription, check. All right, well, accept what is, check. Never leave that box. Never expand beyond the limitation of what you've been told. Accept your sentence of life. No! Don't do it! Don't fall for it. Never, 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 never. Do not fall for it. And here's why. I received a diagnosis also. I was painted a very small box that included a wheelchair within a year of that diagnosis. I was told that I would be dead by the time I was 44, that I had 10 years maybe to live. I passed that birthday. I passed that birthday. I'm still alive, and I'm on this show, and I'm in my office, and I've got a painting that I was working on just the other day, and I've got dogs in the yard that I'm watching, and I've got a fiance across the house doing what she does in her genius with clients in cranial sacral work. Yeah, good thing I didn't try to fit into that box because it would have been a casket by now. Do not settle. Life is inviting you to thrive. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. No. It doesn't mean you got to blow up the life that you got. No, use it as a stepping stone. What is the experience? What is the adventure? What longs to be explored? What excitement and enthusiasm are you shushing because it scares you? Whatever that is. Is it time? Are you ready for more? Are you willing to engage with your life more? Ah, this is an invitation. I'm only 20 minutes into the show. I know, right? Okay, so if you want to call in, if you want to talk, if you want, are like, oh my gosh, I'm excited. No, I'm not. I'm terrified. If you have something to say, send me a message. If you are not somebody that I know personally and have you in my address book, and send me a message, let me know that it is you calling in, and I will bring you on. The number is 646-200-0825. And the reason is there is power. There is power in being able to step into acknowledging your fears, your greatness, all of it. There is power in completely wrapping words around your experience. Why? The power comes by not letting it be a secret, not letting it be something that's hidden. There is so much to live and experience and thrive in, and it is up to you as to what you choose. All right. So let me tell you some of my personal experiences with aliveness. Many of you know I'm a wing nut. Yes, you do know that. And many of you know that years ago I had another radio show called Everyday Joy. It started, I think, in 2009. And I retired that show, even though I could go back and kind of visit it briefly. I retired that show a few years ago. And here's what I know. It was a dare from a coach of mine, Megan, who I love and adore. You know, Jen, you ought to do a radio show. Yeah, so-and-so's doing this. She'll check into it. And I was like, hey, that sounds like fun. Okay, I'll do that. And I did. And I did. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was just going to talk. I was going to talk about movies and books, and I was just going to be me. kind of like what my periscopes are. So I would have friends come on, we'd talk about crazy stuff. I mean, nonsense, complete nonsense. It was so hysterical. And that show grew and grew and grew, and I wasn't paying attention to it growing. Do you know why? Because I wasn't paying attention to if the show was growing, would it validate me? I didn't rely on the show to make sure I had a good time with it. No, that was my job. My job was to show up, be authentic, be real, share my heart. That was it. That was all I did. And so I wasn't putting the expectation on the show that it would validate my worth or that I was doing a good thing by being on the show or whatever it was. And over years, I just was having a great time. I was experiencing it. There were times I made total ass out of myself, just having fun, being goofy, you know, like having no point. Just really having a good time. Well, accidentally fabulous is what I call that. Why? Because the show was deemed a, quote, success. When it comes to podcasts and marketing, it actually accidentally caught the viral vibe and became very successful in that world. If you were to look at the stats, if you were to, you know, all of that stuff, it would go in the category of success. But do you know why it was a success? It wasn't because there were over 80,000 listeners. It wasn't because it had years of, I mean, it's over 350 shows deep, the archives are. That's not what made it a success. What made it a success is my intention was to show up every day and share my joy, everyday joy, thus the name. My intention was to share that choosing joy every single day is possible. That was it. And I did that. It was a success. The fact that many people joined in, the fact that it created an online community for people around the world to engage with each other and create their own status of being the Everyday Joy International family, the fact that there were, you know, lives changed, lives saved, all these things from it, that's not what it's about. It wasn't about for me. But you know what? Everyday Joy had its own life. It had its own aliveness. And it invited people in to experience it. So it thrived. It thrived. So I ask you, what is begging for you to experience it? What is it? What longs to be experienced through you? What are you the invitation for? Are you the invitation for studying architecture? Or are you the invitation for spreading glitter and sparkles in the world? Are you the invitation for, you know, painting and creative expression? Are you an invitation for dance? Are you an invitation for laughter? Are you the invitation to God through your belief? Are you an invitation to compassion? Are you an invitation to dreaming beyond your family's limitations? What is your invitation? And are you in experiencing it? Or is it something you're trying to convince people that that's what you're about? Because that is one of the telltale signs of when we're trying to convince people. No, really, I am doing this. No, really, you'll see. I am doing it. I am. Yeah. Okay. It's like I'm going to create a yoga community. I am going to absolutely create this yoga community, and I don't practice yoga. I don't attend the yoga classes of this community. I don't show up in the community. I don't connect people. I don't any, no, none of that. Nah, nope, I don't. Yeah, that's not how this works at all. Yeah, you got to be in it for it to thrive. Completely in it for it to thrive. Are you in what you are creating? Are you in what's longing to be expressed through you? I know, it's kind of a trick, right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine creating a wedding? Can you... Yes, this is, just imagine the wedding metaphor. You go to all the work. You do all the planning. You do everything. You get the announcements perfect. You get the dress perfect. You get all, everything is perfect. The cake is ordered. The flowers are ordered. The decorations are perfect. And guess what? You're not in it. No, it's just this great idea you've been working on. You got everybody invited. You convinced everybody to be there. You paid for some to be there. Logistically, you covered it all. Oh, cool. I'm so glad that wedding's going on. I'm so exhausted, though, because I haven't been in it, enjoying it. I've been trying to manage it. So I think I'm going to go take a nap on the couch. Hope it goes well. Yeah, if it's your wedding, you're in trouble, right? Because it's not your wedding. And people know that. So if you're in the experience of something, then you got to be experiencing it, especially if it's something you're creating. You've got to be part of that experience or it doesn't thrive. I've seen so many community leaders who think that the leader actually, you know, sits on a pedestal and just sits and barks orders and demands how that community should be. And what they don't understand is when they run a community that way, they're not part of the community. They're not in the community. The community itself might take its own stuff. It might thrive within itself, but that person is not part of it. How do I know? Because I've seen so many community leaders do this, where they dictate to the community how it should be. And you know what? Some communities like that thrive, but that leader, if it's not in that community, can destroy their own connection to the community, and they can leave, but the community can thrive. Or they might put demands on the community. The community just simply says, who are you? Go away. You're ruining our party. It happens with families also. This is a very big learning that I had when my children were young. And that is, I love having my family play. I loved it. I loved hearing my children laugh. I loved the stories they were telling. I loved the memories that were being created. I loved it all. And guess what? I didn't like to go play football in the yard. And so I would think, yay, the kids are out playing football in the yard. This is so awesome. While I'm inside making dinner, I love this. I'm so happy. But guess what my kids' memory is? Yeah, we used to play football a lot. You were never there, Mom. What were you doing? Oh, wow. You're right. I wasn't in their experience of playing football. So when the memory comes up of playing football, I'm not in it. I'm an observer. Right? Ouch. So if you want to be part of that legacy you're creating, get in it. Because otherwise, you might get feedback. Yeah, that was you on the sideline over there. Okay, you were watching, but do they know that you're watching or are you inside the house? You may be doing something awesome like making dinner, but guess what? To those people, you're not in it. You're not part of that experience. So I changed things. It's not too long ago, I went on this wonderful adventure with Tom and Ricky. So Tom is my son. Ricky is his chosen beloved, and so she is my daughter. And so we went to San Diego, and I'll never forget it. It was midday. We were in the middle of sailboats and, you know, making plans and logistics. There was a move going on. It was a lot of chaos. And there was this time when they were so stressed. I said, look, I love you. We've been in this lovely, you know, town for days, and I have to get to the ocean now. Like, I'm not getting this close to the ocean and not getting to the damn ocean. And they're like, you're right. So there we were not dressed for going to the beach. We didn't have swimsuits or whatever. I was in a skirt with some, you know, shorts underneath and a tank top, and they were in some shorts and tennis shoes. And I mean, we were dressed for actually doing business, not for that. Then I went to the beach and we walked out, and it was a crowded middle of the day, but it was a weekday. And Tom and Ricky, of course, stripped down to everything that they could that was legal, and they didn't care if they were going to get in their shorts, and they went right into the ocean. And I sat down, and I was enjoying the breeze, and I was just watching, and I was just, ah, And then this couple came walking out, and they sat down on the sand, and they were clearly in business attire, like business pants. She had on some capris, but they were dressed capris and an office style shirt, and they sat down with their phones and had a little towel they were sharing, and they sat there and talked for a while. And then she said, "I can't do this. I can't do this." And she literally, in her business clothes, walked into the ocean. I watched her full on, headed straight in. And he laughed. He took off his dress shoes, put his socks in his shoes. He took off his button-up shirt. So here he was in his dress pants. There he goes, right into the ocean. And I watched with awe. I watched just, oh. And Tom and Ricky came up out of the ocean and said, "Did you see that?" And I was like, "Yes." And they were laughing. They're like, "Come on, Mom, get in the ocean." I'm like, "I'm in a skirt." And Tom goes, "Well, you kind of have like yoga shorts under there, don't you?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, come on." And I literally, every green monster, "Oh, my God, people are going to judge me. Oh, I'm not. Oh, I'm fat. Oh, no, I'm not dressed for. Oh, this is going to be bad." It totally tried to rear its head. I just smashed him into the sand, stripped off my skirt, and walked into the ocean also. Because in that moment, I had a choice. Was I going to observe, or was I going to walk into the ocean? And so we got in the ocean. We were out jumping waves and diving and all this stuff and playing and playing and playing. And we were standing there at one point, and Ricky had swam off a little bit. And Tom looked at me and said, "Mom, I'm so proud of you." And I went, "What? Why are you proud of me?" And he said, "Because you're in the ocean." And I was like, "What?" And he said, "Well, I was little when we lived here in California. I was really little. I didn't know if you got in the ocean." And I thought to myself, oh boy, my vanity, my self-judgment almost gave my son the message that Mom sits on the sidelines and watches the ocean. She doesn't experience it. He would have had no idea how much I love splashing around in the ocean. He would not have known if I hadn't chosen that moment to walk into the ocean. It happened so quickly. That memory implant that says, "Oh, nope. Oh, you're just a watcher? Okay." You know, sometimes you'd want to get up and dance, and sometimes you don't, and that's okay. But are you aware of what you're choosing? Are you aware of what you're choosing? I remember I went to a wedding, and it's wonderful friends, and they had actually gotten married out of state, and then it became legal in Utah, and so then they got married in Utah, and then they had a reception later, and it was really just an excuse to have a great big party. It was awesome. And I went to the reception. And they got in a circle, and people were calling each other into the circle. So one person would go in and dance, and then they would point at somebody and call them into the circle, and they would go in and dance, and it would change. And I got called into the circle, and I'm telling you, this was at a very, very painful time for me. I was grieving Kelsey. I was in one of those places where I was not choosing my aliveness. I was in pain. I was in sadness. I was in a lot of stillness. My physical body was not in motion a lot. I just felt so sad. And this friend of mine pointed at me and did that little finger call, like, "Come here, come here," into the circle. And I went into the circle, and the song changed. And I don't remember what the song was. All I know was it was a very fast song. And I began to shake, like shimmy shake, like put your arms out to the side and shake everything you've got, every fat molecule you've got on your body. It is going to shake. And I shook and I shook and I shook. And I just kept shaking. I don't know that you'd call it dancing, but I tell you what, my body had to shake it off. It had to shake off the shackles of grief. And in that moment, I did. And it wasn't because anybody was watching, because if I had known anybody was watching, I would have realized there was a damn video camera recording the whole thing. And I would have edited myself, because at that time I didn't want to be seen. But guess what? Because I was more interested in my aliveness, and I knew my aliveness needed to be shook up. It needed me so badly to let go of all of the stillness. I didn't pay attention to all those judgments. Instead, I just shook. And I did. And you know what? It felt like relief to me. It felt like breathing. It felt like my body got the invitation to choose to be alive. And later, when I did find out, and it did come to my attention, you are on the internet shaking everywhere, and all of you are going to go Google it. I ought to kick your butt. I've never watched a video, never. So if you find it, whatever, have yourself a good time. But I literally did. I just went, wow, I could judge the hell out of that moment. I could be shameful. I could be embarrassed. I could try to hide it. I could block it. I could not talk about it on my damn radio show. But the truth is, I listened to my body. And my body was, please experience me. Do not accept that you are alive because your pulse is beating. Experience life. So I ask you, what is life asking you to experience? Is it asking for an experience of off more? Is it asking for you to shake something off and let it go? Is it asking for you to speak up and express yourself, sing, talk, write? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care if it's about, you know, designing the tiniest spoon on the planet, which, by the way, I would love, but you might be the designer. I don't know what it is within you that wants to be out of you through being experienced and created and shared. I don't know what that is, but you do. I know you do. That's life's longing. To be expressed. What is life inviting you to experience? And what is your response? What are you saying? Are you allowing the jealousy of yourself or others, the comparison, the competing, all of the limitations, the lack of trust that people are going to do what you expect them to do, to get in your way? Is that what you're going to say? Are you thinking that there's going to be a bigger wake-up call, an official invitation that comes with a guarantee? Because if that's what you're waiting for, my dear, please choose differently. What is your legacy that you're creating? That is the life you're creating? Is it? Do you know? Are you known as the stoic parent? Are you known as the crazy nonsense parent? Are you known as the person who expresses himself? Are you known as the person who keeps quiet? What is it? How are you expressing? Do the people that matter in your life know you? Have you shown them you'll walk into the ocean, dive into a lake, sing at the top of your lungs, dance in the street or in a parking lot when the song comes on? Do they know that? Or do they go, oh, no, 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 no. No, my parents, my friend, my sibling, my coworker would never embarrass themselves that way. Because actually, I will admit that there are some people that have contacted me about attending the wedding that say, I am terrified to attend your wedding because I know that I am going to be outside of my comfort zone, and that's why I'm choosing to come. Fabulous. Thanks for taking the invitation. Are you willing to choose more? What more is longing to be experienced in your life? Is it more laughter, more game playing, more drawing, doodling? It doesn't matter to me, but it matters to you. What is it? I can't even keep up with your messages. This is so fun. You are wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. What is it? I know. Okay, so here's a common one, and it just came through again. But everybody's done what I've always, what's in my heart to do. So why would I bother? everybody's done what you want to do? Okay, so this is about a book. Let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about, I got an opinion about this. It's my show. I'm going to share it. Yep. There's a bazillion books out there. There are probably about pretty much every damn, you know, topic. Nothing is new in the world anymore. It's just expressed differently. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Why do you think your book has to stand out differently, and what guarantee are you seeking by putting it in that little teeny box? Don't you realize, my darling, that anything that you do will be influenced by all of your experiences, all of your thoughts, all of your emotions, all of your life experiences and perspectives, and all of the things that contributed to you being you, which includes your soul profile, which means you have gifts and abilities that come through in exactly a very unique, one-of-a-kind way through you. That there is nobody else on the planet that has their experience of their soul exactly the way you do, and that that's going to be present in the book if you'll allow it to be. Why would you keep that from us? Why would you hold that back from everybody on this planet? Why would you bottle up all of that creativity and tell your life, no, I'm just going to accept book is not going to be in the world. I'm going to accept that because I don't think it'll be special enough. Why would you choose that? It'll be special because you chose to give it life, because you created it. That's what makes it special. If you're attached to what it becomes, if you're attached to the outcome, if you're attached to the expectations of what you're going to get from it, please understand that's a totally different animal I'm talking about. So when you consider, there's a book inside of me, there's a message that wants to be shared, don't ask about what the world will think of it. No, please don't. Instead, have a conversation with the book. Hey, book, what's the experience that we could have together? What would be the most authentic expression of aliveness that could come through what we co-create together? Hey, book, what's the vibration? What's the invitation that you be to the world? And follow the inspired action. Follow the impulses of it. What wants to happen next? And now what? And now what? And now what? You know, when we had a bird fly in the house today, poor little thing. He was so scared, but it got out safely. We had a bird fly in the house. And it was one of those things, you know, Sherry's trying to round up the dogs because she had gone out on the porch. The bird was on the porch, and she was actually trying to help it out. The dogs ran in from outside in the yard, barking. The bird freaked out, of course, and flew right in the house. Thank goodness the sliding glass door was open, as it could have run into the door. It flew into the house. That's what happened, okay? And it wasn't about, oh my gosh, this is terrible and wrong, and what if it poops on the couch? Instead, it was like, oh, look at this contribution to our day. Look at this contribution. What do we want to do? We want to support it in the most loving way we can, which we did. It was so scared, it just wasn't going to leave the little perch it found to rest, where it was panting so hard. It was so scared. And I just sat, just watched it. Yeah, I know, you're scared. It's okay. I didn't try to rush it out. Why? Because I could see it. I wouldn't have wanted a broom coming after me after that. If I was breathing and panting like that and somebody tried to tell me, all right, now get out, I would have, that it would have added to it. I didn't want to add trauma. And so I turned on Periscope. I think I caught a little teeny millisecond of a glimpse on the video. It was in the kitchen window, and then it swooped into the living room, and then it swooped out the door. It was so excited to be free. That's what we chose to do with it. That's what showed up. Oh, what can I do creating with the thing that showed up in life? Yeah, that's That's how we create with the synchronicities and the momentary things of randomness that come into our space. We can create with those things. In my world, it's called improv. You know the comedy, improv? Do you know what it means? Do you know what it is? It's about taking whatever is available and creating with it. Whatever is available, create with that. I live my life with improv on purpose because I love improv. I love being random. I love playing with whatever is. It shows up, what wants to happen with this? Nothing? Okay, I'll let it go. Shows up, what wants to happen with this? Great. You know, do a skit or change into an accent or, you know, put it on my head or give it to Sherry and let her put it on her head. Yeah, that's what it is. Because improv contributes to my aliveness because improv is about saying yes to the universe. Say yes. What are you going to send my way? What wants to be created today? Send all of the contributing factors to me. I am willing to receive them. What it created in my day was laughter on Periscope this morning. That's what it created. Crazy conversations. Hysterical. I was so hot. It's a humid day here today, so I've kind of got the Charlie's Angels hair flip going on, big and poofy here in Texas. And it created that too. Okay, great. Now what's it going to create? You have that option right now. Look around you. What do you see? Name five things you see around you. Water bottle, coffee cup, cell phone, pen, stapler, tube of lotion. These are all things sitting on my desk. books, paper. Those are all props. Those are all the available props for you in this moment to create with. Go into the kitchen. What props are available there? Go into your relationship. What props are available there? It just so happens that Sherry and I choose our aliveness, each of us individually, but also together. So we play together nonstop. We're always playing together. It doesn't matter what it is. It's part of why I'm marrying her. It's because I don't feel like my aliveness is dependent on her and hers isn't dependent on me. But boy, when we come together and we co-create, oh, it's exponential, the aliveness that comes from that. It is beyond any measurement that I had any idea existed. That's why I'm choosing her to be the witness of the rest of my life, whatever that is. It's why she chooses me. It's not about the expectation or the guaranteed outcome. No, it's actually about co-creation. It's about choosing to experience aliveness and life together. That's what it's about. So are you choosing to experience life and aliveness? When you have something come up for you that's a possibility and you go, I don't know, should I do this? I don't know, should I? Blah, blah, blah. Ask, will this contribute to my life and living? Will this contribute to my aliveness? If you get whatever sensation, excitement bubble up, a strong yes feeling in your body, a thought that says yes, anything like that, then take action with that thing. Don't say never say no to anything that'll contribute to your life and living. I'm telling you, don't. I've witnessed so many people say, no, it's too risky. I don't want to do that. So many people who sit back and watch life go by. So many people that will say, I remember that. I watched it. But were you in it? Or were you busy taking pictures and capturing it from the outside? Is that how you were in it? I don't know. How are you in it? If you're afraid of looking like a fool, you're not in it. If you're concerned about what anybody is thinking, you're not in it. Your ego is. Your ego wants you to give a damn about other people's opinions of you. Your soul says, oh, no, no, no. Step into that light and dance. That, my dear, is being an invitation. That's what we're here to do. So are you in it? Are you thriving in your aliveness by experiencing, not accepting? Which is why I love the quote so much from Steve Chandler that I shared early in the show. God grant me the serenity to explore and enjoy the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to love, not know, not recognize, not judge, to love the difference. Sometimes the things we cannot change are a gift. Oh, I can't change that happened. I can't change the fact that Kelsey was killed. Can't change the fact that Garrett's gone. Can't change the fact that Sage isn't here. No, I can't. I can't change that. But instead, I can wonder, how does this contribute? How can this contribute? Can I love that I know? I can't change that. What about it can I love? I can love everything that I learned. I can love everything that they taught me. I can love all the possibilities that are still available to me because I am still here. I am alive. I'm not dead yet. So why would I stop living? I wouldn't. Would you? That's a gift of this type of invitation. Are you the invitation to play, to think, to grow, to love, to express, to nurture, to heal? Are you? If not, check in. Why not? What are you holding back from? Fear of judgment? Do you think it's too much? Don't have too much fun. Well, avoid the too muchness. Or are you done with settling and accepting the limitations of somebody else that you thought you had to live according to? Are you done? Are you ready to stand up and say, I'll have more, thank you very much. I will have more love. I will have more joy. I will have more celebration. I will have more laughter. Thank you. I'll have more of that, thank you. In fact, that's one of the things I say all the time. When something is fabulous, I always say, oh, thank you, I'll have more of that. I don't want the universe to ever get a message from me that says that was the best moment of my life. It's never going to get any better. Don't try to beat it, universe. No, no, no. That's it. Okay, I've topped out. Now everything else from there can be less than that. Why would I give that message? That was the best experience I've ever had so far in my life. I'll have more of that. Thank you. Anything wants to contribute to that? I'll have more of that. Thank you. Yes. Say yes. Receive it with open arms. And if you've got some things that you go, I don't know, I'm kind of stuck in the mud. Yeah, shake it off. Dance. Move. Your body is not meant for stillness. And I understand limitations. I have my own limitations that I need to honor and respect in my body so I don't cause myself harm. But that doesn't mean that I don't do anything. I do everything I can. Everything that's possible for me to experience, I go and I do and I go, okay, that's good. And if something is not going to contribute to my aliveness, I don't accept it. No. I let it go. And I choose different. I choose differently. So how can you lighten up by letting go of what's holding you down in the poo, in the mud, in the mire, in your fear thoughts, in your scarcity of not enough? What's holding you down? Let it go. Let it go. Shake it off. Laugh more. And that leaves you right down the path. It leads you right into loving like crazy. Yeah, live boldly. It happens so naturally when we start releasing all of what's holding us down. What's your version? What's your legacy? What are you creating? It is up to you. There's so many things that are possible. And I've had so much fun today on the show. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the messages and the listeners. And I do appreciate that we talk about things like jealousy. I do appreciate that because it shows me the contrast of the energy of jealousy and the energy of letting it go. Because when I recognize that contrast, I can make clear choices. So what is it? Do you have a longing going on? Oh, I just wish that. Yeah, look into it. What's the contrast of that thing and where you are? And what action could you take today to take you from where you are towards that thing? I don't care if it what it is. It's a feeling, a sensation, a choice into aliveness. What is the choice into aliveness that will propel you towards the life you long to live? That's where your choices lie. That's where your most powerful creations come from is, oh, what's the aliveness want? What can I do now? What's next? What's next? Yeah. Yeah. You are brilliant. You are wonderful. Life longs for you to experience it fully, with full aliveness. I want that too. I'm inviting you out here into whatever here is, into aliveness. Will you choose in? Move your body. Flow your emotions. Keep your thoughts going on possibilities, not limitations. Open up to more. And if you notice you have judgments about what more might be, clear that. Let the judgments go. That's just fear talking. More love, more laughter, more vibrancy, more nurturing. More compassion, more empathy. Choose your aliveness. It's available to you, and you might as well enjoy it as long as you're here. Ah, thank you so much for being here. Oh, my goodness. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. This is being recorded on a Friday. So if you are an archive listener, welcome. So glad you're here. I hope you had a good time. I did. You can follow me on Facebook, Jen Halterman Now. I would love to have you connect over there. And if you choose something, I'd love you to share it with me. Send me a message in an email, lightenupwithjen@gmail.com. And let me know, what did you choose? What did you create? What did you do with the improv of the universe that said, hey, here's a prop. You want to play with it? I don't know what it is. Is it sunglasses? You know, I don't know. It's up to you. And it doesn't have to make sense. And it doesn't have to be for sale. It doesn't have to be for sale, and it doesn't have to convince anybody of anything. It's just an expression of you. What expression of you are you willing to be today? Follow that invitation. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to go now. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back Monday. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Lighten Up with Jen and Sherry. Find out more about Sherry's craniosacral and massage therapy practice by checking out her website at www.bodywisehealthcare.com. Bodywise is nourishment for the mind, body, and being. If you're part of an organization that could benefit from my dynamic, engaging public speaker for your next live event, or if you'd like to find out more about her programs offered, Jen can be reached at her website, www.jenhalterman.me.